Blog Talk Radio.
Hello,
to Wrestling It Factor for March 19, 2015. Your host with the most. This is Senator Ted Cruz. It's like, nah, this is Wayne Benitez. Along with my co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey. Good night, good night. Good night to talk about wrestling.
Yeah. And also, tons of debate also.
Oh, yeah,
we're not going to discuss that tea party for a while for right now.
No, we leave that alone.
Yeah. We're waiting on our guest, Sean Morley, a.k.a. Val Venus. And we have a jam-packed show for you. What you think about the these 809 fans that was in front of Monday Night Raw all dressing up like it's Halloween, dressing up like Macho Man, Hogan, Warrior, whoever, and Vince got really pissed off, and other officials?
I personally think that I don't understand why Vince would get off, because it is his, it's still WWE's, you know, product and character. You know, he owns the rights to Hogan, and Savage, and the fans is being fans real, I think. And
right, and they was forced. Yeah, they was forcing them to put on Cena shirts. I thought this was a free country. Come as you are.
Yeah. Wrestling fans are supposed to be vocal. We always express ourselves. Always, no matter what. You know, we shouldn't be forced to, you know, to be, you know, to wear shirts and everything, someone else's shirts, and we don't like them. It just doesn't make sense to me.
That's amazing.
You know, they pay their good money. They pay their good money to go to see wrestling live, to be on TV, support wrestling, and they can't be, you know, can't wear who they like, who they support, even the legends. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, if I paid $100 a ticket, you know, because wrestling tickets have gone up now, more, you know, for, you know, just because, I wanted to, you know, wear what I want to wear. As long as I don't have any profanity or anything in it, and even if it did, it should, you know, shouldn't be that much of a problem because you're just expressing yourself. You know, especially Macho Man, you know, who's going in the Hall of Fame, you know.
Right.
I don't get it. He was on good terms. Well, he was on good terms with Hogan, so I don't know why he'd get upset with Hogan, but, you know, I'm gonna express myself. I don't care if I wear something really crazy and it deals with WWE and just wrestling, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. Yeah, Vince is out of touch with his product. I don't know, was it too many roids over the years or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of messed up his the brains in it, the cells in his brain. So
yeah, I mean, this man is a genius, but at the same time, he does things like what? Makes you say, why are you doing that? It's like, you know, when you see a dog, if you ever see a dog, you know, making noise like a frog, it's going to make you scratch your head like, what? That, you know, him getting upset with those fans make you want to say, what? I mean, we're wrestling fans. We are the most dedicated fans, I think, just about anywhere, either in sports or entertainment. We're dedicated. We're loyal. We're vocal. We're one of a kind. So, you know.
Maybe he was taking that Obamacare too far to the head about if you don't get this health care, you're going to be penalized.
Yeah.
And which that is unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. But he was doing it for America. So I think Vince McMahon probably thought he was doing a good thing for America or something by, you know, getting upset and everything with those fans. I'm going to make him wear Cena shirts. I mean, like, come on. Cena's all, you know, Cena wouldn't mind, you know.
Right.
They, you know, didn't have his shirts on. He doesn't care less, you know, but they like him or they hate him or like him. He enjoys it. What's going on?
Right. All the clown, they did get tons of press throughout the media, and their excuse now is they solved the matter and they gave them free tickets to any future WWE events. And which, that was a bullshit move from them, though. Nothing but a cover up.
Mm-hmm. So they knew they were
Vince
wrong.
Vince and Stephanie. Yeah.
They knew they were wrong. But I have to admit, Sting coming back, it gets me a little bit more, you know, looking forward towards, you know, WrestleMania. You know, matter of fact, I mean, the TV shows, you know, have been a little bit lackluster. But yeah, I have to admit, though, I am hyped up for the WrestleMania matches. The way they're hyping up Bray Wyatt Undertaker, you know, and Bray Wyatt's, you know, promos is like, wow, you know. And I'm looking forward to the Randy Orton and Seth Rollins match, you know. So I'm looking forward to WrestleMania, to a degree, you know.
That's going to be a good match, but their storyline been dragging on and stuff, and it didn't really make no sense for him after he got his ass whipped, and he was supposed to have been in the storyline sideline for 3 or 4 months, and all of a sudden he come back, all of a sudden side with them instead of going out for blood. And I said, what the hell? And then it kind of they even also buried Roman Reigns by job. He caused Roman Reigns to job out.
Poor Roman Reigns. I mean, the fans are turning against him. I mean, he's. I don't know what to make of him. I mean, I'm one of the few fans that actually like him. I admit, I do actually like him. I do want him to be, you know, successful. But it's just like the fans don't like him. And then I'm not sure if the WWE want to push him or not push him. Or, you know, I don't know what they're doing with him. I get confused sometimes. You know?
They want him to be a Cena-like. That's what it is right there. And the writing team is too way scripted his promos, and it looked too much not believable. And it's actually bullshit. And also, on top of that, and he was jobbing out. If he's supposed to be the big guy, the main event that's supposed to be passing the torch, if Brock Lesnar really leaving, why is he jobbing out to Big Show and Seth Rollins? I don't care if he they use it at the end when he beat up everyone on the corporation side and said it still doesn't. He still is not getting over. It's kind of killing the momentum right there.
Because anybody who ever won the Royal Rumble, they get more and more momentum as they go towards WrestleMania, you know? But his has been, you know? And why are you going to make him do another Cena? He's his own person. There's only one John Cena, you know?
Right.
Let Roman Reigns be Roman Reigns, you
right.
know?
But
like I said,
promo I really like from Roman Reigns when he was part of this show promos also, and also when he did a promo of cock this fist up and let it rain in his, make it rain in his bitch.
Yeah, I remember that one. Got a little memory of that one.
Right. And all of a sudden now he's saying sucker and succotash.
Ain't supposed to be a big bad dude. You sound like a...
Right.
Daffy Duck.
Why he using
Sylvester the Cat?
Why he using Daffy Duck or whatever, Sylvester the Cat? Make him more cartoonish.
Right. You make him.
I'm sorry, Randy Orton's promos was way ten times better than his last Monday.
Randy Orton's promos been pretty good the past couple of weeks.
Right.
You know.
And I think that's Randy also. He wants to use more language. He even do it in his interviews.
Yeah, he has been. Like Brock Lesnar's been doing it in his interview. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, what is going on
right.
with his contract? Is he staying or had it come close to negotiations? What's going on with his contract?
Yeah, he's he playing both sides of UFC and even Bellator MMA, but it's like it's more likely he go to UFC if Vince don't offer him a huge big offer.
Because I heard, you know, there's a rumor going around, you know all the good stuff, you know, rest in fact that, you know what's going on or anything. But a lot of people say he wants to keep the WWE title and he wants to be the first person in sports to hold a WWE heavyweight championship and a UFC heavyweight championship. And I don't know how true that is, but watching that terrific Paul Heyman promo when, you know, a couple of weeks ago on Raw, it was like incredible. And it gets you wondering what is he really doing? You know?
Right.
But I just want, if he comes back, I just want him to wrestle more. You know, I'm not. Let him wrestle a lot more instead of like maybe 3 or 4 times a year. He's the face of the company. He should wrestle more. But I was just wondering what was going on with his contract. Because if he's going to stay, they should be, you know, like we just talked about, they should be pushing Roman Reigns more. You know, let him, you know, bring up his momentum. But they're not doing that. So that means he's either going to stay or they're going to find someone else to take his belt. But, you know, it's just so much up in the air. It's not making sense.
Right. And if that happened, that I don't think he's going to get a huge pop, though, at Mania, that no one's not going to really care the next night or nothing like that. Unless they do the obvious, he making a heel turn or somewhat, and then later on align himself the next night with Paul Heyman.
Yeah, that would be cool. You know, that would go over.
Right, I think he definitely needs Paul Heyman right there. He did help him on one of his promos a couple of weeks ago.
Because, like, you know, I mean, Paul Heyman talks about, like, he has respect for him. He knows how tough his family tree is, the Samoans. He knows how tough they are and everything. And it, that'd be perfect if Roman turns him off Paul Heyman. That will work. Paul Heyman would get anybody over.
Right.
Anybody.
Well, you never know. They might do it. Another ending right there with Seth Rollins cashing it in.
Mm-hmm.
They might use that scenario that maybe Brock wins, all of a sudden Seth Rollins come in. Or whoever, maybe the with the corporation.
So will this be Undertaker's last match? I think next year will be his last match because WrestleMania's in Texas. But
I think so. Hall of Fame next year. I think he definitely going in the Hall of Fame next year.
Yeah, he deserves it. I mean, he just such. He's truly a legend in pro wrestling. Truly a legend. And who's the winner?
Right.
The IC title, the thing that's going on in the IC championship, I got to admit, it's kind of...
The IC belt haven't been over in 13 years.
Yeah, that's true. Hasn't been over,
and
but it's kind
of... it's a joke, Ashley, though. Hot potato with the belt. What kind of shenanigans is that for a storyline? It doesn't make sense. I still call that bullshit right there. And it's not going to really help at WrestleMania, even though it's going to be a good ladder match. But what it's going to do, elevate, unless Daniel Bryan has it and start putting it over in the next couple months. I just hope they go by that right there, because the way they've been, you haven't seen Cena trying to get over the U.S. belt.
Cena fighting Rusev, is that kind of like a downgrade? Because Cena's already been like multiple champions, world champion, and he's fighting Rusev. So are they kind of push Rusev by having John Cena fight him? Because Cena's already like...
I think hopefully, but I think this is more to getting the U.S. belt finally over. From a big name, and I think that everyone even thought that Angle was coming in, but with Vince McMahon, once again, he still think that Angle, he will die in his company, have one of those fatal stories again.
That's the reason he's in TNA, that
he's going to die on it because of all those, all his drug use and pain pills. Vince is not confident about Angle anymore, even though he's been cleared for 2 years. But, once again, they don't, they don't see Angle as a not even as a full time, because he can't fully pass a physical. Yeah, he don't want to get no bad publicity, Vince. He's still believing that.
No, I can understand that. Great.
Right, for that also. And I even thought that Hogan was going to face Rusev, but Hogan keeps saying that his back is 100%. But
man,
Vince doesn't want him to wrestle.
I agree with Vince.
I think Cena right now will, I think this is just to get the U.S. belt over, and let's see if Rusev, hopefully he doesn't get a D push.
Yeah, I see what you mean on that. What's your thoughts on the tag team picture in the WWE?
I think it's kind of it's whack, the tag team division. Ever since Jimmy Uso got hurt, a shoulder injury, he's off the card at WrestleMania. Both the Usos. Now, I just don't really care about this three-way with El Matadors, the Colognes, and New Day. You talking about the tag teams they can't get over?
Right.
This seems like this made for the pre-show.
Yeah, I was taking a tag team.
No one. They don't get no reaction to no one. It's still stereotype. It's like the Kirk Franklin gospel choir parody.
It is. Kirk Franklin type show, but it doesn't.
Come on, where you
gonna
see some? Right, grown ass black men doing that, and come on. And that's even with R-Truth also. All of a sudden, he went to a softy. He was, like, doing this pro-black stuff in TNA when he went to WWE. All of a sudden, he talked to himself and
well,
I don't know. Right. I think Vince is still out of touch with a lot of minorities. The blacks, the Asians, and the Hispanics.
I wouldn't say he's out of touch. There's some things he is doing right. I mean, he has he has more minorities on his roster than TNA and Ring of Honor has, you know.
But he doesn't know how to use them. He just used stereotypes on them.
Well, at least he's not doing the
thing
anymore.
And still the Matadors, Eddie and Orlando Colon, they Puerto Rican. It's no bull racing in Puerto Rico.
Nope.
It's only in Mexico and Spain. And you can tell they suffering from that gimmick right there. They don't even want to. They come out there. It seems like they depressed. It seems like they don't really want to be in character doing the Olé.
They've been doing that for a whole year and they haven't gotten anywhere with it.
Right.
I mean, it's been almost
what is this punishment of Carlito walking out of WWE of their their brother and cousin?
Yeah, could be. Who knows for sure?
And I noticed their ratings was a 2.7 rating with 3.9 million. They didn't even get to 4 million. It's like they losing viewers every year.
Ever since
The Rock and Cena Part 2,
yeah,
they had over 5.5 million. All of a sudden, that collapsed. It may be a 4 point something million on a couple nights. But people starting to get tired. You can even blame Impact Wrestling right there going to the Destination American Network.
Yeah, their ratings been up and down since TNA been on Destination Network, right? They've been up and down, really?
No, they're on a smaller network, a way smaller network that half of the United States don't get. So this was one of their lowest ratings last week, a 0.2 with a total of 400,000 fans, viewers watching Impact. And I guess because that was it was down because it was a college basketball tournaments everywhere in the conference.
Yeah, and that was going on a lot last week.
Right. Well, believe you me, SmackDown gonna take a dip this week and next week, along with Impact.
Oh yeah. March Madness is going to take a lot of people's ratings away. They show on basketball
exactly.
In March.
Right. And it's like SmackDown is actually a throwaway show.
No, there's nothing much really happens on there, really.
Right. Ever since they took Michael Hayes off the writing staff, it's been abysmal.
But it was really good when Paul Heyman was running it. When Paul Heyman was on the writing staff.
Best times of SmackDown, besides the Attitude years. But you know how Stephanie and Heyman butted heads, and that was it.
Yeah. But I have to admit, Wayne, wow. WWE showed a class for the first ever Royal War to the kid Connor, and going to the Hall of Fame. You know, Connor.
That was very touching.
Oh my goodness, man! I almost got teared up, man. I was just wow. That's classy right there. That is very classy. Then from what
that kind of got me choked up right there.
So I don't know how I would act if I had to go through stuff he went through. Kind of went through. I don't know what I would do. And I'm a grown man. But that kid, man, that kid was special.
Right.
Really special. And correct me if I'm wrong. Are they going to do that every year from now on for kids or just for people in general?
I think so. The Warrior, Award, yeah.
That would be good. That would be pretty cool. So, what was the story behind this Give a Diva's Chance Twitter thing? Social media.
Oh, this thing about AJ and is it Patricia Arquette or one of those sisters from the R-Cats or something did one of those things about equal women's pay.
Oh,
and what Stephanie McMahon was talking about on Twitter, and all of a sudden AJ busting and talking about that give us a chance and give us more minutes and all this. And which she kind of got some heat, though, but they turned it into a story. They didn't really do that much for a storyline. It didn't go nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, I participated in it, you know. But,
right.
You know, I thought, you know, this was just one of, you know, I thought it was absolutely 100% about women wrestling, you know, getting them wrestling more, you know, in a, you know, more time, but it was more than that.
Right. And, but, even though that wasn't a storyline on Twitter, she did a shoot. But I think more that AJ is not going to get what she want in that company right there, because the higher-ups like Vince doesn't want to approve women's wrestling or change the name back to women's wrestling instead of this stupid Divas division. The belt is so garbage.
And women's championship does sound better. Women's championship, a women's title.
I'm telling you,
the
NXT women's belt look 10 times better than that, and it's a women's belt. But Vince doesn't really care about NXT Triple H's developmental project. Also,
that NXT is all the hope, man. It's out of sight. I mean, it is. I mean, the way Triple H is so... I give credit to Triple H. Triple H is so smart. He has the Stars of the Future down there. And I was watching his, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast interview, the podcast Stone Cold did with, you know, Triple H interview. And he'd even train a cameraman, you know, to move up. I mean, it is genius. You know how
yeah.
Triple H is, you know, involving this NXT thing. You know, it's genius.
Right. Yeah, but Vince and Kevin Dunn, not that much fans of NXT. Once the talent go up to the roster, they get treated differently, and they not as same as NXT anymore. Just like the Ascension.
Oh yeah, boy! They doing dog matches.
No, they doing sort of like dog matches main event on a network. They jobbing out to all the time. Because Vince brought them up as they posed. Supposed to be a ripoff of Demolition and Road Warriors Powers of Pain. It's supposed to be like it's not like a comedy parody, but it went nowhere.
I tell you, man, I would love to see Kayfabe come back. It's not just WWE, but a lot of wrestling, you know, TNA, and they're trying to out, you know, you can't outsmart the wrestling fans. Everyone wants to know everything, you know. I think a little bit the mystique is gone from wrestling, because you got so many people who get spoilers, and they want, you know, they try to see what's going on. Like the Randy Orton, all the fans knew Randy Orton was waiting for his time to strike. And, you know, turn on the authority. All the fans knew that. It was no surprise on what he's saying. You know, I kind of miss that because, you know, back in, you know, the 80s, 90s, all of 80s, 90s, even part of the 70s, you didn't know what was going to go on. You know, you were surprised a lot of times. But here, you know, but nowadays it's hard to surprise, you know, the wrestling fan and everything. Because all this social media stuff. And my question to you is this. Do you think it would ever go back to those days when, you know, people didn't know what's going on, they actually be surprised?
I believe so. It'll probably you got to wait till other companies get onto the major network. That's the problem right there. That's the only way WWE will stop being a so-called monopoly. They're not motivated. Once TNA left the major network and went on to a low-tier station, that was it right there, because most of the casual fans and mainstream fans don't know about Ring of Honor or even TNA.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless they, you know, unless they get their name out there. Then also, I would think that until Vince decided to step down from his duties and Triple H takes over. But that'll be a long time. I think Vince going to do it until the day he dies.
Yeah, I'm going to say he does love pro wrestling. And the guy is in so much, he's in physical shape, real physical shape. Woo! He's like, what,
69, and I was saying
69?
I said, no way. I thought it was airbrushed from that Muscle and Fitness magazine.
I mean, the guy has a body of like of a 30-year-old athlete, man. I mean, wow. I salute him on that, man. Crazy respect for him. But here's a question for you. WWE, you know, is so much in social media. They're on Twitter and everything. Do you feel that even though they're not getting like high good ratings on TV, they make it up in social media? Do you think they can make it up that way, or there's no way they can make up, you know, for the second ratings? Because social media, they're everywhere on social media. The YouTube stuff, the Twitter, the Facebook, Instagram. And I follow WWE on social media, especially on Twitter. And they're like, they always trending every Monday night. No matter what was going on, even Monday Night Football, you see WWE still trending. But you think they make up, even though they're not having big ratings on TV, do you think they make up on social media, so that's why they're not really?
No, that's
like,
not it. The product is cold.
Okay.
Period, yeah. And those TNA fans that no longer watching TNA and can't or doesn't have the channel, they damn sure is not really into WWE. They might be just like the other WCW viewers, just done with wrestling or feel I'm just going to convert on to the indies or Ring of Honor.
Now I see your point. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a sad product. Most of the indie wrestlers watch the product like that.
Sometimes you get more excitement, you know, watching them in the independents, you know, bigger crowds and all that. Oh, what's going on? I heard there's a lawsuit going on. WWE suing like CM Punk and Colt Cabana. Is that true? It was like a month ago.
Not WWE. Their doctor.
Their doctor
is suing CM Punk and Colt Cabana because they was talking about him on the podcast, about him sending him out with a concussion and other things like that, like injuries. He wasn't cleared to wrestle or nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't think CM Punk will lie about that. I mean, he might have his problems with WWE, but I don't see him as being a liar.
Right.
You know. So he's not. Why is AJ back in WWE? In the WWE, where's her contract spike? Because he's doing, CM Punk is in UFC. He's doing MMA. How much longer?
He's training right now, but
he's training.
I think he's going to fight mostly in the summer or fall, his first fight.
I got faith in him be successful. I believe in him. But have the people watching
right,
UFC and say no, and other half say yes.
Yeah, I think they're going to give him an easy fighter. Someone that's not well known, and they'll give him the average Joe.
And what are your thoughts on Lucha Underground? I mean, I like
amazing product.
Prince Puma is a good champion. Having Conan in there is also good. I love the commentating. I mean, the whole product is just good. And they bring in wrestlers from all around the world. You know? Also, I like
yeah,
Cage.
Brian Cage, yeah.
Yeah.
That better knows Dragon Gate USA Promotions and PWG for Wrestling Guerrilla. But TNA had the opportunity to sign him for that gut check, but it boggles the mind. Why would he go? Why did he not get signed instead of the Jay Bradley guy?
Yeah, I don't understand what I don't think TNA understand what they're looking for. Where they look for wrestlers. Now, the women wrestling, they pick good, when they had a good check, they did pick the good women wrestlers. But they don't use the women wrestlers.
No, they, not quite the point.
Oh, not quite.
Eva Velise, that was so mind-blowing that they should have selected her. She was the better worker. She had more experience than Lady Tampa. But she's a nice woman. Don't get me wrong. She's a nice woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a second-generation woman. She has talent also herself, and she should have still been with TNA, but they got rid of. The worst part was get rid of OVW for her to develop more and more.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Then I heard also Eva Leaves had a backstage attitude. That was the reason also that Bruce Prichard didn't want to sign her. And this actually is, Martina had, they dropped the ball millions of times.
Yeah, they truly did. But you think,
even though they, what was that again?
Think Kurt Angle's go with Bobby Lashley because they're going to be fighting each other soon.
Oh, the spoilers, yeah. Yeah, the spoilers was, Angle going over Lashley.
I like Lashley.
So far they just
did
right.
I like Lashley in a way I don't. You know, he's a good athlete, good wrestler. But, sometimes, he's not the best, which is a talker personality, But I'm kind of mixed on them. But I do like the Wolves. They're good tag team champions.
Right. only reason TNA does right was they put over guys they didn't really get over in WWE, like MVP and Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
They make people care about them. It's like Lashley is a killer heel, a killer machine. And
yeah,
MVP gets to be himself also when he's in TNA.
Now, you know, MVP, he's good on the mic. I always been a fan of MVP. Either he was good or bad. You know, I always liked him. And I got to admit, I'm still a little bit hurt that Samoa Joe is gone. You know.
Right.
But he's been with TNA for years. I mean, he's like, him and AJ Styles, like, you know, two of the main people in the company, but he left, you know, and I'm like, I would have done anything to keep him, man. You know,
I think that he got tired, period, that they misused him for 6 years, and he was done also, and then the pay scale was getting low from TNA because they no longer on Spike, and it was just time for him to go out and find new things and make more money. That's how what AJ did. He making way more money doing New Japan, and then he Ring of Honor and Indies also. He getting a good payday.
That's a sad thing when you get more money in the Indies in the Independents than you do in a major company. That's pretty.
It's not the Independents. New Japan. Under contract with New Japan, and then Ring of Honor, they got that working deal with New Japan also. Those promotions and the top, those top indie companies that pay decent money for his for AJ Styles because of his name.
How long has he been wrestling overall? I mean, before he came to TNA, I mean, he's been around for like over 20 some years, right?
I would say 16 years. Yeah, he was also in Ring of Honor before TNA. Yeah, he was part of the Ring of Honor roster.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He was in WWE. I first ever heard of AJ Styles was with Air Paris and WCW the last years of WCW. They came in as a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
And they was doing this tag team cruiserweight tournament. Yeah, that's when he the next year went to Ring of Honor and then TNA. The first guy to sign him and David Young, the first contract to TNA.
Because, the guy was incredible. I enjoyed watching him. I met him once at an MCW show here in Maryland years ago. I met him, got my picture taken and everything. That was a cool spread. I mean, he's a really cool guy.
Right.
Really cool. I'm happy for his success. You know, he's having success elsewhere because he deserves it. Definitely deserves it.
Right.
But how long is TNA's contract with Destination Channel? How long they have? Like a 5-year or?
2-year deal.
2-year deal?
Yeah.
And then yep, it's true that the morale.
Yeah, the morale is still there, but it's kind of better now. They finally letting them now. They get to be on those independent internet pay-per-views now. that can work for those companies now, because they not doing house shows anymore. Because they gotta get paid. Then there's rumors of them possibly reopening the house shows this summer. But
yeah,
TNA's on a low budget scale. That's why they're doing all these five or 6 weeks in advance of TV tapings. Or even that's going to end up going to two months in advance. That's the only thing I don't like about their thing, even though it's going to save them money, but still they not making profits.
Yeah, they definitely not making money. When you have, a couple of months ago, they had a guy who worked behind the scenes quit TNA, a couple of months ago. I forgot his name, but he got tired of it. He moved, he quit. I forgot the guy's name, but he put it out on Twitter and everything. But yeah, when you have, people from behind the scenes leaving, it's just like, boy, how much longer are you going to be around? Because I want TNA to succeed, because when one wrestler comes to succeed, all of wrestlers succeed. And I just love pro wrestling, so I want to see everybody be successful,
Right.
But, this a man knows how to do business. He's a smart businessman. He knows what he has. He knows what he has, and he knows how to market it. Unlike TNA.
No, but they had their chance on Spike TV, but Spike TV didn't really promote them well. They didn't know how to promote them. They didn't get the name out there that much.
Mm-hmm. Grand Teenage Defense, correct me wrong. They helped pay for the wrestlers too, didn't they? Spike TV?
You talking about TNA?
Yeah.
They just lost some millions and millions of dollars each year over dumb decisions and Vince Russo's.
Oh, right. Is it true that he's back with the WWE, Vince Russo?
No, he's not back with them.
Oh, okay. It seems like wherever the man
he
goes,
he may make appearances on WWE Network with when they do those countdown shows.
Oh, I'm glad you put those countdown shows. Oh, I have to admit, when I watch WWE pay-per-views on the network, with it, as you know, it's for $9.99.
Right.
I am addicted to those pre-shows. I am. I don't know why, but they're so well. To me, they're so well done. It's like I can put those up against pre-shows for the NFL, for the NBA. It's really well done. You got Alex Roddy on there. I like it. Renee Young. She's okay, but it's just well done. And gets me more excited. They have qualified people who's on a pre-show. Booker T. Then when Paul Heyman's on there, I've seen him on there before. I mean, he brings something totally different to the pre-show, to the countdown show. What's your thoughts on a countdown pre-show stuff? You like it?
Yeah.
And isn't it true that Renee Young is dating Dean Ambrose? Is that true?
Yeah, I heard about that also. It's true.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
She's bragging about him a lot. She said he's completely different, you know, in the ring. I mean, outside of the ring. I mean, she's like, the way she talks about him, like, she's really, like, into him and all that. And what are you going to do with The Miz and Miz Dow? I mean, because his little commercial thing about erect kind of dysfunction was hilarious. That's good. I did enjoy that. That was funny. But I guess they're going to break up around WrestleMania. What do you think? They're going to break up around WrestleMania? You know, Miz Dow, the Miz versus, you know, the Miz Dow. That'll be a pretty good match. That would be on TV. That tag team match, you know, the tag team match won't be on TV at all. You know? Well, so, WWE's coming to, you know, Baltimore in May. It's a pay-per-view, and I have not missed a pay-per-view since. I've been seeing every single pay-per-view from 2001. I've just been coming to Baltimore. I never missed a pay-per-view. I'm looking forward to getting my streak. Looking forward to it. Even though it's not one of the big four, you know, but it's a pay-per-view. You know, I will pay my money for that.
Yeah. The former Backlash pay-per-view was now another name of Payback.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's Extreme Rules?
If this was the Attitude era, it would have been Payback's a Bitch on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know how Vince was like, Payback's a Bitch.
But my little cousin is into wrestling. I mean, boy, he's like eight. No, sorry, he's six. Six? And he's crazy. He's mad about wrestling. I mean, of course he likes Cena, like all little kids do. He goes around the house saying, "You can't see me." He's a big Cena fan. But here's the difference with him. He studied the old wrestlers, too. He watches the old stuff. From the Attitude Era and further back. He knows about Andre the Giant. He knows about all that stuff. He's learning about the whole history of it. And he's just a little kid. I mean, like, wow. I mean, he's really getting into wrestling. Big time. I'm so proud of him and everything. Not only just him, he has a younger brother and younger sister. They get into it. They do the yes chant, the yes movement and everything. Yes, 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 yes. They're doing all that stuff. They know the theme songs. They know everything. I mean, like, oh, man, this is so beautiful. Remind me when I was a kid. Because, you know, but kind of like showing my age a little bit. I still remember those magazines they used to have. I used to get the monthly magazines, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, The Wrestler, Wrestling Insider, and all that stuff. You know? I mean, those were the good old days. So what's going to happen with Dolph Ziggler? Is he in Ryback? Ryback's getting more and more popular. What's going on with those two? Because, I mean, he's feeding me more chance a lot. He's getting good pops. Are you going to put him in a title picture in the future, or you don't know?
Definitely good.
Because Ryback, feed me more. When he first came out, he was chanting Goldberg chants, but you don't hear Goldberg chant that much anymore.
He had the momentum, but what happened was that they dropped him down when he ever since that he called that audible the dude of Goldberg Spear and Jackhammer.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a SmackDown taping. That's when Vince flipped right there.
Wow.
He didn't supposed to do the Spear or the Jackhammer. And really they was trying to get Goldberg in to do a something like that for WrestleMania. A match.
Mm-hmm.
But Goldberg turned it down. It wasn't enough money.
How much money are you looking for? I mean, he's virtually non-existent. He should be happy to get some money to be on TV. Get, you know, so the fans can see.
Yeah, he hasn't been doing nothing for 10 years, and it's his ego, though. He didn't grow up as a wrestling fan or nothing like that.
Right.
Just went to WCW Power Plant and, yeah, took off from that. His ego, he's ego-driven.
I mean, I gotta admit, though, you know, sometimes it's good to have a big ego, but when you, like, haven't been a fan all your life and you have a still big ego about the business, there's something wrong with you. You know, because most of the wrestlers, they were fans before they became wrestlers, most of them, male and female. You know, so I think that. If you've been doing it all your life, you know, maybe you have a little bit of a big ego, but you haven't been a fan and just come into it, you know, your ego shouldn't be that big. And that's my opinion.
Right.
So what's going to happen with Daniel Bryan? Since he's not going to really be a main event at the WrestleMania, he's still going to be at WrestleMania in the Intercontinental Championship. But what's going really going to do? Are they pushing? Going to push him again? Because the Bella Twins, they got the momentum right now. The Bella Twins. And Daniel Bryan's kind of like in the background. And I heard rumors that him and Bree, they might be stepping down. Is that true?
You said Bree.
Bree and Daniel
I
Bryan
heard
might be.
I don't think they're not stepping down, no.
Okay.
And I keep hearing that contracts are up soon, but I'm wondering if they're going to renew. I think so, since they dating Cena and they married to Daniel Bryan. Unless they got any, you know, future, they want to do stuff out the company. They have other projects going.
Yeah, they always busy. I follow them on Twitter. They always busy doing stuff. And
yeah.
on the television show, you know, Nikki said she was thinking about you know doing other things and all that. But I'm pretty much sure they're not leaving, like you said.
Right. And you got Total Divas also.
Mm-hmm.
They renewed that also another season. And number one, Vince also is he loves the Bellas. Ever since day one, he's always highly on the Bellas.
So at WrestleMania, how the tickets are selling? Are they selling pretty good? Do you know anything about that? I know they're not sold out.
They did pretty good, yeah. But it's still tickets remaining, maybe 10,000.
Still not too bad. I'm definitely thinking about going this year to WrestleMania, Texas. That'll be my ninth one. So I'm seriously concerned about doing that. Getting with other fans on my way. All the time. Yeah. But I don't care about this John Stewart thing. You know, and Seth Rollins. I didn't care about that too much.
That was only one time, though. It wasn't going to happen at WrestleMania.
Thank goodness.
Because they was in the area in New Jersey, and he lived out there.
Thank goodness. I wasn't thrilled with that. I don't like when entertainers, from Hollywood come in the wrestling and do the thing, or like some TV personalities. But I love it when other athletes from other sports come in. That, I like that more. Always have.
Yeah, even though Jon Stewart grew up as a wrestling fan, and he did a good promo.
Yeah, I saw the promo. It wasn't too bad. I give him credit for that.
He better than any of these other guest hosts that come in that act like they wrestling fans, and they not. Even like Kevin Hart, he was out of place.
He was.
Right.
He really was out. I remember him.
Yeah, this is probably his first time ever hearing about I'm Adam Rose.
They just killed him too. I mean, he was getting a little bit momentum, and then now it's just gone.
It's Vince. Yeah, he's not a fan of it. So he's downgraded. He's more different when he's at NXT. But Vince thinks it's gay.
Well, I got to admit, to a certain point, he has I see what he's talking about. Don't be a rosebud. What kind of grown man going around saying don't be a rosebud? Or don't be a flower or something like that. Maybe a wallflower, but a rosebud? Don't be, be a rosebud. Be a rosebud, but don't be a lemon.
If this was the attitude, Jerry Lawler would have been ripping on him about having a bunny, why he having a bunny on his lap and stuff.
But yeah, speaking of Jerry Lawler, and just overall, I like Jerry Lawler, but JBL is incredible as a commentator. He cracks me up a lot when he commentates.
But I really just missed the Lawler when he was a heel commentator at his best.
Oh, yeah.
Ripping on everyone.
Especially Bret Hart and his family. He could rip up Bret Hart big time.
Even make fun of pop culture news and put it in on Raw along with other stuff. And even sucking up to the McMahons when they was heels also.
Oh, yeah, he did. Especially when Vince McMahon was going against Stone Cold Steve Austin. I was watching the podcast, Steve Austin, Vince McMahon podcast, the interview he did. Steve Austin and Vince McMahon did an interview. And Triple H and Steve Austin interview. And they were talking about the difference, they were talking about wrestlers and sports entertainment. What do you prefer?
Wrestlers.
Yeah, same here, wrestlers. Sports entertainers, I don't like it.
Yeah, Jim Cornette with a flip, though. He hates the word sports entertainment. Entertainers.
Yeah.
I just still remember when he was like actually flipping off in one of his interviews when he was talking about The Miz, talking about Miz is not a wrestler, he's an entertainer.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
He never really grew on me that much, The Miz. I mean, he's okay, but
they dropped the ball on him when he was main event, and they gave it back to Cena, and he went nowhere.
Yep, they really got the ball on that.
Yeah, Vince took a back. Their talent took a back seat when they pushed as a world champion. Just like Sheamus, he went down.
Yeah, where is he? He's not on TV that much at all anymore.
He supposed to have been back from TV ever since the Rumble. They have nothing for him, and I wonder what he'd be part of. The Battle Royale at Mania. But I don't think they have nothing for him to do. Yeah, and he was supposed to be back as a heel, and I guess they ran out of ideas.
Man, that, you know, he was okay. I was into Sheamus. You know, I was into him.
And then we also have that at WrestleMania, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal,
aka Axelmania.
I just hope they don't make another turn of Big Show and Kane feuding with each other.
Oh yeah, that's right. They both are in it. They both in it. Wow, I forgot.
Yeah.
They definitely are.
It's done to death. Oh, I'm just tired of both of their characters. They like to. They so annoying than WCW.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
When they was holding back the younger guys. Then you also have... what else annoying on Raw? Yeah, J&J Security.
Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury.
Right.
So it looks like the Authority's starting to break up. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So how many matches do you want to have?
After this WrestleMania, I'm wondering, is he going to have a SummerSlam match and also induct in the Hall of Fame next year or maybe the year before?
Oh, that'd be cool to see him in. Oh, man, that'd be cool to go see Sting in the Hall of Fame. That would be cool. Very cool. He deserves it.
Right.
Yeah, he.
then I forgot who was supposed to be guest appearing from Hollywood. Or LL Cool J.
Oh, yeah, that was announced recently.
At WrestleMania.
Now, he's a wrestling fan for years.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. Do he ever know that TNA exists? I don't think so. Ring of Honor, no.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. He's just going to do his songs. I don't think he's going to do I Need Love, but he's going to probably do Mama's Knock, Said Knock You Out, Doing It Well.
I don't know how well he get over those. Kid Rock performed. He kind of got booed. You know. Is he like...
I don't want to see... There's no time for performances at WrestleMania if it means something, if it's an entrance.
Right.
It was horrible for even Diddy when WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was.
People want to see wrestling. Even with Wiz Khalifa, the ratings went down. We even seen that with Motley Crue also, that a mistake for Raw. Motley Crue to Kiss, even Kiss lip syncing. Wow.
Look, definitely with some other performances. When they had like some famous celebrity singing, "Oh, America the Beautiful," that always goes over well. But when it
good, yeah. What a national anthem, yeah.
Mhm.
But a concert, nope. It must be that or intro. I can understand 11 Color doing CM Punk personality. That was an intro. Or Bray Wyatt, the band that did the Wyatt song.
Yeah.
Or Motorhead.
Yeah, I was going to say Motorhead. Think about that Motorhead. Did Triple H.
Right. They singing the song. I can't believe it. Bow down to the king. Vince, you killing the fans dead. He not gonna watch the product deck long. Wow. What else happening in the wrestling world? Yeah, Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling.
Yeah.
He has once again failed to get a TV deal. But he's supposed to be making an announcement after WrestleMania. It's possible that they're going to be, might be doing house shows or once a month events. Once or twice a month. I just hope he doesn't kill it to death, though.
I just hope he gets better support because I don't think he had enough support in TNA. You know, with Dixie Carter.
Right.
Because he understands the business. He knows what needs to be done. He knows what people like. He's in touch with people. But, I just hope he surround himself with good people that could help him, realize his goals and everything to make a good wrestling company.
Right.
Because he grew up around a bit. His dad was a wrestling promoter. Is he on good terms with his dad? So I heard they were on bad terms for years.
I think so, yeah. I don't think so. They haven't talked to us since 06. Still enough, but he know that he made a whole lot of he made his mistakes. Poor decision making. Dad told him not to bring Vince Russo in the company, and what that happened? Another no-no.
So who would you, wrestlers who are not in our WWE Hall of Fame, who would you want to see go in the Hall of Fame? If you were, Vince McMahon, who would you want to see in the Hall of Fame? Old, new, or present? You know.
Right.
Who I wouldn't mind seeing a Mag superstar in the Hall of Fame. You know, that would be cool seeing him go in. Demolition, you know, that'd be good seeing them go in. The Steiners. The Steiners would be, oh, wow, I would love to see the Steiners go in as a tag team. Whoa, that would be cool. But they're one of the greatest tag teams ever. And all that.
Right. And I was actually surprised. I was looking forward to the Demolition going in the Hall of Fame, but Vince, once again, we got comedy tag team, the Bushwhackers. They wasn't known as the serious sheep herders. They was the Bushwhackers in WWE, the comedy.
Yeah, go around looking at little kids' faces on that.
Yeah, I think he's doing it for the kids. Come on, you have all these tag teams, Bulldogs, Hart Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Young Stallions. Killer Bees, come on. Vince? I would even thought they would join in.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But in their defense, I never realized they won, companies. They did win tag team championships, but it did, I never knew that at all. That they were tag team champions someplace else.
Right.
So in their defense, they have a little bit of merit, but like you said, the other tag teams that were better than them that should be in the Hall of Fame. A lot of them. A lot of other tag teams.
Right.
But what was the funniest wrestler? What was your, name your top three all-time favorite WrestleMania matches. Okay, I have different ones. I got top three that I've seen when I was, live, because I've been in nine WrestleMania, and I have ones I haven't seen.
Right.
I saw this on video. Like the Ricky Steamboat, Macho Man, Randy Savage, WrestleMania 3. That was a classic match.
Definitely a classic.
Yeah. My other favorite WrestleMania match, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, Iron Man match. Woo! That's a classic match. And then another one, Ric Flair winning the WWF World Title in a Battle Royal. But I'm sorry, that was Rumble. That was winning Rumble. Scratch that. Never mind. I would have to say that I did not see live, I would have to say, third one. I'm gonna say I'm really stupid. Lawrence Taylor and Bam Bam Bigelow. That one. Because Lawrence Taylor, wasn't really a wrestler. He actually trained, but after the match, he had to be carried off. I like that match because he gave his heart, put his whole heart into wrestling. You know, he knew how hard it was.
Right.
So I'll say that. But seeing WrestleMania live, oh my goodness. Let's see. Both HBK Undertaker matches, they were great. I saw the first one at WrestleMania 25. I also enjoyed. It's a classic match, but it is a good match, and it's not a good match. Rock versus Hogan. WrestleMania 18, Toronto, Canada. And then my other match, my third one, which I've seen live, was Ric Flair versus HBK. I cried when Ric Flair lost. Because you remember, I called you on the phone. I was just bawling out. He's gone. I was just bawling out. That's probably one of my most emotional moments ever at a wrestling match. Ever.
Yeah, and I think the lowest point at WrestleMania was also that I wasn't that interested was Triple H and and Randy Orton.
Oh yeah,
2009. It didn't go nowhere. Yeah,
it was one.
I think that was a lackluster WrestleMania. The only thing that stole the show was Taker and Michaels.
Right. I agree to that. One worse than that. Goldberg against Brock Lesnar. This is one of the worst matches ever at WrestleMania. WrestleMania 20. That was a terrible match. Fans were chanting
right.
Boring through the whole thing. That was a terrible match. But I got, Undertaker versus Triple H. Triple H ever won at WrestleMania? Because I don't remember him winning at all at WrestleMania, ever. I'm trying to think about that. But his matches with the Undertaker, especially the second one they had in 2011 in Atlanta, WrestleMania 27, that was a classic match. I couldn't believe that because I was there live watching it. And Taker won. But Triple H still whipped his butt because Taker got carried off on a stretcher, dude. I mean, I was like, man, mind blown by that. And then I went to the hotel with a wrestler staying down in Atlanta. Taker was hurt. He was limping to his hotel room. He was hurt. I mean, it's nothing like a WrestleMania. Nothing like a WrestleMania.
Right.
Because when do you... Is there going to be a Diva match at WrestleMania? I mean, Nikki Bella is just in her title, right?
Right.
I think she is. I know, about the big ones, Bray and Undertaker. That's the one I'm going to be looking forward to seeing the most. That match. That'll be my match to see. I think that match is going to be better than most any other match at the WrestleMania pay-per-view. That's just my opinion.
You know,
I'm looking forward to everything, but the Bray White Undertaker one, that will steal the show. And that's when I'll go shape the Undertaker thing, because I heard he wasn't in good shape to wrestle. But you'll see.
Yeah, it's just been crazy.
You know, Bray White, right now, I would say he gets the best promos in the WWE right now. That's my opinion. Now, I don't know if he's doing it himself or somebody's writing stuff for him, but his promos, his interviews are, like, pretty good. And I like what he's doing with Stardust. I like Stardust's character, but the way they're doing him right now, saying he's struggling with his persona, what's real and what's not real, I don't like that. But I like Stardust. I was into Stardust and Ghost Dust as a tag team. The Cosmic Stars, the, you know, the Key and everything, I was into that stuff. That stuff was just pretty cool. I found it, you know, I was glued to the television when they talked.
Right.
You know, I was hoping they made the tag team belts interesting, I thought. You know, I thought they made them interesting. You know, the tag team belts. When they held up tag team belts, I liked it. How was
definitely
Goldust anyway?
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting storyline right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should have never retired the world tag team belts for these penny titles, regular tag team belts.
And I don't like how they look. They look like
I'm used to the old school. The belts that the Hart Foundation Demolition had.
Yeah. Same with me. When it comes to the World Heavyweight Championship. Eagle belt, hands down, best belt ever.
Definitely. Then they also had the, even though they brought back the IC belt, but that's still, it's still not like it. It still doesn't strike the semblance of the other IC, the belt that was always shining. That Mr. Perfect and carried around.
Yeah, Mr. Perfect. Oh, yeah, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. He had one of my favorite themes songs in wrestling ever. I love his theme song. It's one of my personal favorites. I like his. I like Triple H's, The Game. I like Undertaker has a lot of different theme songs. But when he themed the Biker Taker, I enjoyed Biker Taker. Came out the Kid Rock song, you know, riding on the motorcycle. He did Kid Rock song. He also did Limp Bizkit song.
Oh, I'm gonna pay song, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting right there. Then also I would say not the Triple H song, the X-Pac song, X-Pac, the Generation X Gonna Kick Your Ass song.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Right, that's another classic right there from the Attitude Era.
I used to love playing that WWE album Volume 3. Oh man, that was I used to play that a lot.
Right.
Had a Stone Cold
smell
thing,
what
the
Rock is cooking.
Yeah.
And the Brew, that stand out as the best right there.
Oh yeah, the Brew. Oh yeah, the Brew song was good.
Yeah. You think it was a rave party going on?
Mm-hmm. I think it could have been a lot more. I would love to see the Brood, you know, as tag team champions. Well, at least once.
Right. I think Vince missed the boat on Gangrel.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't have to talk. He just had his cool, had like a cool ring entrance. That was it. You know, that was like boom. Right there, got people talking. You know?
Right. That's amazing. That was actually him, even if he got his teeth as fangs.
No way. Well, I never knew that. I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah, Tommy, you calling it a rap from here?
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yep.
Until next time.
Yeah.
See you around, Wayne. Always remember, all hell is the sport of wrestling. Always love it. Talk to you later.
You're damn right.
See ya.
See ya. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Two Chips. And we've been having right now problems with Val Venus Sean Morley. He couldn't come on the show. He was busy with something else came up. So it's not easy sometimes to book guest host. So he just had many other priorities that came up in the last minute when the show aired. So far, we'll be back on the air on Tuesday night at 10:30 p.m. and Thursday night for a WrestleMania preview show. Definitely. We'll definitely have a roundtable discussion on the predictions at WrestleMania 31. This is Wayne Benitez signing off, everyone. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off.
Woo!
Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. Like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep 'cause my pipe bomb. winning. Bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Like I be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey yo, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo, you counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium's pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson been number two around these parts. Oh nah. You know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.